A friendly reminder that mincha this afternoon is at 4:20 p.m. That mishnayos are being learned le'iloy nishmas Asara Malka Bas Reb Yitzchak, and of course learning in the shul this week is sponsored le'iloy nishmas Golda Bas Yisrael. We are now going to complete Masechta Kelim, the 30th parak Mishnah Dalet, and then the very first Mishnah Masechta Olos, which is what we're going to be studying next. Says the final Mishnah Masechta Kelim, Tzluchas Ketana Shenit Al Pia. What if you have a small container, right, a small glass bottle with a long neck at the top, and the neck is broken off? So still tummy, it's still able to function. And so therefore, the tumah is going to continue to be there. Gedolah Shenit Al Pia Tahorah. But if you had a large bottle that was where the top was broken off, so it's going to be considered tar. And why is that? The people, by definition, don't want to use it. They're going to get rid of it. Says the Mishnah, Shel Pelyaton Shenat Al Pia. If you had the situation where if it was used for balsam oil, so in such a situation, if the neck breaks off, right, so you can't use it. If you're going to try to get the oil out of it, you're going to scrape off your hand, and people don't want to do that. If you have a large glass jar where the mouth breaks off, that's tamei. Why is that? You use it to pickle things, so it may not function in the same way it was supposed to. But now you have a new use for it that is also for storage, so therefore it's a similar, it's still able to function me'ain in the same style, and so therefore it would be tamei. V'afar case shel zchuchas tahora. You have a grinding funnel made out of glass, so that's going to be tar. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ashrecha Kalim Shenechdas B'tumah V'yatzis B'tara. Rabbi Yossi is a closing thought to Masechta Kalim. Says, look, we started off by talking about tumah, and this last deal in the Mishnah, Parkes Shel Zchuchas, closes out the Tara. So Rabbi Yossi says, take a look at that, 30 prakim, but we always manage to end off in a better place, even though sometimes in life we start off in a place that's more difficult. And halavai, that should be the case with us as well. We may have started off in a tough spot in the current situation, but halavai, we should use it to bring us up to Geula. Masechta Olos begins with an introductory Mishnah. We'll go through the introductory Mishnah. I'm going to break it down for the next couple of days. Olos comes from the word tent. We know that, therefore, we're going to be dealing with the one issue where Tumas Olos comes into play, and that is Tumas Meis. Shnayim Tumeim Bameis. Echad Tamei Tumas Shiva, Echad Tamei Tumas Erev. There are two concepts of tumah that exist in regard to tamei meis. One guy is going to be tamei set for 7 days, one for only evening. Shlosha tamei b'meis, and then we're going to have a case of three, where two are going to be tamei tumas shiva, ve'echa tamei tumas erev. And then arba tamei b'meis, there are going to be four who are going to be involved, right? And what's going to be the deal? Shlosha tamei tumas shiva, ve'echa tamei tumas meis. So let's start with the first case, says the Mishnah. Ketzat shnayim, how do you have a situation where you have two guys that are involved in meis, and then we go from where one is tamei tumas shiva and the other is tamei tumas erev. So Mishnah says, I'll tell you, Adam hanogea b'meis tamei tumas shiva. Somebody who touches a dead person, right? Ko hanogea b'meis b'nefesh adam yitmas shivas yamim. If you touch a dead person, the person's going to be, the one who touches becomes tamei for 7 days. V'adam hanogea bo, but the person who touches the person who touched the dead person is tamei tumas erev. That person's going to be tamei tumas erev. That's the first deal that we learn in Masechta Olos, and Be'ezus Hashem, we'll learn the rest of them when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.